This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Hey, where were you? You know, we started at 12:05 Central. I always say live at noon to one, but with the news and stuff, we don't really get talking until 12:05. I'm glad you're with us. I've got a great wine of the week, and I will tell you that I just poured some in my tasting glass, and oh my God. One of the things I like about Rioja in Spain is they used to use primarily American oak. That's kind of morphed now. There's a good blend of French and Hungarian oak in there. But this wine, oh, it smells so good. I haven't tasted it yet. I'll save that for you later. But it's got a pretty stiff dose of American oak. On the phone with me from beautiful Spain is Yasmin Farr. She's a lot. She's authored several books. She's written for the New York Times. She completed her master's degree in food studies at New York University. And that was after attending Cornell. And she recently moved to Menorca. What a fun thing. And by the way, Yasmin, you and I didn't talk about this, but my oldest son is at Cornell. He got his master's degree 2 years ago, and he's just finishing up his PhD.
Oh, wow. Good for him. Oh, it's amazing.
And I wish he had gotten a master's degree in oenology there in the Finger Lakes. But
yeah, right?
But no. he's more serious than that. All right. We're talking about Cook Simply, Live Fully. And before we highlight some recipes, and by the way, I'm not going to ask you and we will not recite recipes. Compliments to whoever took the pictures.
Thank you. They're so beautiful, aren't they? Yeah.
It's so important. I really think it is. I found two sections I really like.
Oh, tell me.
The Mighty Vegetable. If you texted me, how do I cook blank, this is what I would say. This is so cool. And it's almost like you could do a whole nother book about if you texted me and asked, how do I cook this? You know?
I know, right? Just like, ask everyone the polling questions.
Well,
but it is really nice.
Well, because I think younger kids today, even their parents, probably don't spend as much time in the kitchen as your mom and dad or mine did or you and I do.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Mighty Vegetable section. This is on page 110. And I think it could be longer. Your cooking chart could help you turn it into a whole nother book.
I know. Actually, I did. I mean, maybe one day I will. But basically, the idea is to have a kind of a cheat sheet for every cooking vegetable. Not every cooking vegetable, but like what's found in the book. So how to cook it in a skillet, in the oven, like the cook time, some prep tips, plus there's like seasoning variations as well to kind of mix things up. Because the idea is everything in the book is cooked at 400 degrees in Fahrenheit for the oven. So this way you can like mix and match vegetables and not have to worry about adjusting times. You just reference the chart and then you'll know how long it takes, what to do, and all of that. So just meant to make people's life easier, basically.
Well, and the fun part with that is, and we do it all the time, we take fresh corn off the cob and put artichoke hearts in it. Color is important. You know, we all like to start our dinner with our eyes. And,
100%.
Stir-frying snap peas, they're pretty and green. throwing in a few little small tomatoes off the vine. Give it a little red.
I agree, some feta.
Oh,
a little
bit
of mint. Delicious.
Now you're making it dinner.
I know, right? No, but then it's like you have the texture, you have everything. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I want you to answer a couple of these. Let's just say that I texted you and I said, hey, tell me about bok choy, because that's such a great leafy green vegetable that I'd be willing to bet most of my listeners have rarely, if ever, cooked with, made it as a vegetable dish. How do you do bok choy?
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, you can just like trim the root end and have the leaves fall apart, or you can quarter it and cook it. And it's, especially if you get baby bok choy, it's so tender. It's so delicious. You can roast it like with some ginger, or braise it, or put it in soups. It's a really versatile vegetable, actually. And it's also like, you know, it's a vegetable, so it's very good for you. Yeah. So there's tons you can do with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I really love it.
You could do, like I said, you know, you could thin slice some carrots and throw them in there at the last minute and make it really
pretty.
All right. The next one is,
and I mean,
go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was going to say it cooks very quickly, too. So I feel like it's a really nice vegetable for skillet cooking like that.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay.
What's next?
I have always loved Brussels sprouts, even the lame canned Brussels sprouts when I was a kid. But now we eat Brussels sprouts anytime we can get them, the fresher, the better. What are some of your best ways or your favorite ways to do Brussels sprouts?
Ooh, okay. So in the book, I roast them with, and I finished them with Parmesan and some vinegar, and I cook them with pepperoni as well. So the pepperoni gets really crisp, and some of the oil like leaks out into the Brussels sprouts, so it's like crispy. It's super flavorful, like a little spicy, and then a little layer of cheese is just unbelievable at the end.
Wow.
But you can also do it with like lemon, or, I mean, they are also really versatile, and you can like shred them, make them into a salad, which I do a ton. Oh, they're so good. Or marinate them like a yogurt dressing.
Oh, yeah.
I do that as well in the book. Yeah.
That sounds like a good recipe it's when so it's good. Hot out.
Exactly. Yeah, and you don't turn the oven on or the skillet. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, oven roasting vegetables is something that, certainly in our house, but I think in some of our friends' house, and so I'll just say in general terms, roasting vegetables in the oven on a sheet pan with some olive oil or whatever really works great. And I think the most interesting use of Brussels sprouts I ever had was at a wine tasting in Chicago, a very big wine event. And one of the foods they were preparing there on big hot plates was leaves, crispy fried Brussels sprouts.
Oh, my God, so good.
So
delicious.
And there was people standing there when I tasted those, and they're going, oh, I don't like Brussels sprouts. Here, the guy said, here, just
like,
try some.
And, this is no ordinary Brussels sprout. Yeah.
And then
No, that sounds delicious.
I gotta try that. I was when you said pepperoni in there,
so good.
And I can picture the juice kind of melting in.
Yep.
I think it'd be good with some Spanish sausage.
I was going to say too. Exactly. Yeah, Spanish sausage. Or even if you crisp prosciutto could be really nice as well.
Yeah.
Like if you're kind of had it left in your fridge a couple of days too long, or, you know, when it's time, then I sometimes like crisp it so like the fat melts off and it gets really crispy, almost like bacon though as well. You could do with bacon too.
Well, and it certainly fits in to your earlier, easiest categories, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Cut Brussels sprouts in half, get a beautiful piece of high quality Spanish chorizo or blood sausage and put it in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. No, and then it's so flavorful and No, I love that too. And I think if you make it that way, it might change someone's mind on Brussels sprouts as well. Not just like a steamy, mushy vegetable. Yeah.
All right. One more vegetable.
All right. What's next? Go.
We eat a lot of vegetables, oftentimes two on the plate. Cauliflower. I love it. And I don't care how you fix it. It can be steamed, boiled. I love it in the oven, baked. Oh, you know, cut it in thick slices like a steak.
Oh, my God, so good. Same. No, I think my favorite, too, is when you put it in the oven and cook it so long it starts to caramelize, like in the bottom. Unbelievable. And then I think very simple, like a little showering of Parmesan is all you really need. But I think with cauliflower is so nice because it is like No, I don't want to say bland is the right word, but it can really absorb whatever flavors you give it. You can use it a ton of ways. and it'll like soak up all of those flavors. So you can really do a lot with it.
Well, you know, as a kid, I was always thrilled when we had cauliflower or broccoli because my mom would use Velveeta cheese and make a cheese sauce.
Oh, there you go. And, yeah, exactly. Coat it. Well, yeah.
What fun.
So delicious.
Sautéed, just taking the florets off of broccoli or cauliflower and sautéing them in a cast iron skillet for on a medium heat so that we get some of that caramelization. My wife still says no, and I tell her, you know, if I did a blind test with you, put your mask on, and I gave you a little piece of broccoli and a little piece of cauliflower, I think you'd have trouble telling the difference, but oh well.
I think so too. No, I have a recipe just like that in my first book where I basically chop the florets into really small pieces that cook super quickly, but then they caramelize and they just taste so delicious. People have also told me, I'm so surprised. I didn't think I liked cauliflower. So I think just knowing how to make it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you touched on it. The seasoning ideas are brilliant because a lot of people don't eat vegetables because they think, like you said, cauliflower, oh, it's bland, you know. And it's,
right, exactly.
And it's white and not pretty.
Yep. And I think also we get stuck in a rut, right? So we use the same seasoning ideas over and over. So it's nice just to have like, oh, here are five or six different things you can play with when you're tired of what you've been doing every single night. And you don't have to like think too hard for something new.
Yep. I love it. We had some fish last night at a local restaurant, and my wife had some miso chili paste to add to the fish. She had halibut. And these things, folks who don't...
So simple, but delicious. Yeah.
The gal that cleans our house and helps us with house maintenance, she eats to live.
Yeah.
Quick, easy, a pan of frozen lasagna, you get the picture. And I think she's always impressed when I invite her to stay for lunch with leftovers from last night. And I just think if you experiment,
what did you make?
You know, if you
I think so too. Yeah.
Especially the spice section.
Well, no, and I think people get intimidated or get bored or get nervous. But I think exactly like having these ideas laid out for you, if you follow them, it's like you will surprise yourself with what you can make and so quickly and easily too. So even better than like frozen lasagna, you know? Or something made. Yeah.
Okay. I'm a big guy and I've been trying to lose weight. And then I get the back of the book and big bowl salads and medium size.
Yes.
You know, and some of the things you've said, like adding some shaved Parmesan, this makes it a dinner.
Exactly.
You know, and...
I think so, too. No, and I think there's a lot of ways to eat salad for dinner that isn't boring. That's not just like a plain salad, like using Brussels sprouts or using, you know, like toasted nuts or vegetables into a salad and things. But you can make it actually feel really hearty and filling so it doesn't feel boring.
Charred Brussels sprout salad with miso yogurt.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I think you would really like that. It's like very refreshing, but you can make it two ways. You can also cook it for the winter or when it's colder. Or summer like that, just marinate it.
Well, and then one that I know we're going to try soon. The blistered olive asparagus salad with feta. And the turmeric stained onions. I mean, think of the colors and the textures and just, I love it.
Yep.
Really fun
stuff. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, it's also just like simple things, but, you know, in a different way. Or like in a colorful, fun way too. Which, like you said, always makes it more exciting to eat.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. We'll take a break when we come back. I've got one more section I want to talk about. How about winter chicken dinner? And then and then we'll highlight a couple of the recipes. God, the picture of the lasagna.
Oh,
I can smell
it. So beautiful, isn't it?
I can smell it.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Quick break, and we'll be back with Yasmin Farr. We're going to give away a copy of the book. Not yet. We'll do it after the next segment. Cook Simply, Live Fully. Links at Good Life Guide to learn more about Yasmin, to order a book at Google Books. Flavorful, flexible recipes for any mood. Save time, save money, eat well. We'll be right back after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.